Good morning. It's sports time, brought to you on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com by Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where flowers are their inspiration for everything. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Drip, drip. Hear that? Don't let a small leak turn into a big problem. At Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, we're here 24/7 for all of your plumbing needs, repairs, replacements, and emergencies. You can trust Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, where your problem is our priority. For plumbing needs, big and small, we've got you covered. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. Last night at Ithaca, the Bulldogs hosted Brookwood in baseball action, and the home team scored a 5-inning, 12-1 win behind the offensive output of Devin Iim, who hit a grand slam home run in the bottom of the second. He added another RBI in the fourth. The Bulldogs were also paced by Keegan Jones with four runs knocked in, and Isaiah Fargin, the starting and winning pitcher, knocked in three runs on the night. The Ithaca Bulldogs will now prepare for a game today. They host River Valley at the Ithaca Baseball Complex at 10 a.m. Again, the final from last night was Ithaca 12 and Brookwood 1 in 5 innings. Riverdale and Boscobel did battle in a Friday night matchup, and Phil Nee was there.
Riverdale held off Boscobel 2-1 in an SWAL matchup on Friday night. The game featured great pitching performances from both teams. Ethan Cagle was the winning pitcher as he struck out 11, including 3 in the 7th inning, walked 2, and gave up 5 hits. Tyler Miller suffered the tough loss for Boscobel after fanning 8 batters, walking 5, and giving up just 4 hits. The Bulldogs scored the opening run when leadoff batter Gage Wayne walked and scored on a single from Kipton Brown in the first inning. Riverdale answered when Owen Blankenship singled and scored on an RBI double from Landon Kenyon in the second inning. The score did not change from 1-1 until the fifth. The Chieftains' Bevan Dennis walked and eventually scored on an RBI single from Ethan Cagle. Kipton Brown and Peyton Heen were both 2-for-3 at the plate for Boscobel. With the 2-1 win, Riverdale defeated the Bulldogs for the second time this season. The Chieftains are now 10-8 on the season and 7-5 in the league. They will host a Muscadet Mushroom Fest Triangular with an early game against Lancaster Saturday, followed by the Flying Arrows playing Highland, and Riverdale capping off the day with a game against Highland around 1 o'clock. The Chieftains will host Mineral Point in SWAL action on Tuesday. Boscobel will host Southwestern on Tuesday. They fell to 1-10 in the league and 3-13 overall with the loss. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other scores from last night: Fenimore outlasted Cuba City 14-5. In 6 innings, Southwestern over Iowa Grant 10-6. Seneca 14, Waseca Steuben 5, Broadhead Judah 2 better than Dodgeville 7-5, and River Ridge over Argyle Blackhawk 19-1. In softball finals from Friday, Richland Center blanked Platteville 4-0. It was Brookwood over Ithaca Weston 8-7. Lancaster 6, River Valley 2, Iowa Grant over Riverdale 10-4. Dodgeville defeated Prairie du Chien 6-1. DeSoto and Kickapoo battled in a doubleheader. DeSoto swept both games 14-4 in Game 1, 23-0 with a shutout in Game 2. And Waseca Steuben doubled up on Seneca 4-2. One girls' high school soccer match to report on: Reedsburg 3 and Sparta 1.
Make someone's day a little brighter with a thoughtful gift from Robin's Nest Blooms and More in Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique country gifts and home decor, you'll find the perfect touch for any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, or just because. Not sure what to choose? A Robin's Nest gift certificate always fits just right. Stop in today at the corner of Orange and 3rd in Richland Center or call 383-1616 for delivery. Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where every gift blooms with love.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.